We are on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. A new sugya. Rab Shimon ben Lakish, Achsha Bechuda de Kaiva. Let us just learn the Gemara about explaining what we're speaking about. I would just like to say in the Sefer Temunei Choyl, Chulan Illuminated, he has beautiful pictures and beautiful explanations on page 33, 34, and page 133 and 134. But let us, before we'll look into the Sefer, let us just say the Gemara, and then we'll see what we're speaking about. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Achsha Bechuda de Kaiva. After the Tabas Agdoilo, there is a Kaiva which is over that, that goes further as the Kana progresses towards the nose of the Behemoth. There's a Kaiva. And Resh Lakish was Mata Bechuda de Kaiva. By the end of the Kaiva, by the gag of the Kaiva, where the Kaiva ends, he was Mata, you can shecht over there. That's Kamat, the highest place of the Kana. Kori Alei Rav Yochanan Gisa Gisa. Rav Yochanan said on this heter of Resh Lakish, that's a very breite heter. One should not be makel to shecht by the chud of the kaiva, by the chud of the kaiva. Amar Rav Papai Mishmei de Rove Poga Bechiti Treifa. If Bishas de Shchite, he was Pegeya Bechiti, and the Sefer Temun Echel says, the chiti are the vocal cords. Poga bechiti treife. Iboye lohu. So the Gemara calls a shaila. What does that mean? Poga bechiti. Does it mean poga v'noga behem? Does it mean that he sliced a chelik of the chiti, of the vocal cords? Dechsi vayivka boy vayomois. Aidume poga veloinoga. He shechted right in front of the vocal cords, but he was not negeya the vocal cords. Kedersiv vayivku boy malache elekim. After looking into Sefer Temun Echol, let us again go over the Gemara. Perhaps we'll understand much better what the words that we had said till now. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Achshel Bechuda de Kaiva. Rav Shimon ben Lakish was Machshel, the Shechita was made by the Chud, by the end of the Kaiva. What does Rashi say? Bechuda de Kaiva. Kimin kaiva, like a helmet, yesh lemailo mina kone, that's by the top of the kone, ke kaiva la reish, ve'enza oisai bosa cotton shen neufel al pia kone, we're not speaking about, that's called the kaiva cotton, that falls, that's a flap that falls over the kone, la'aki ve'sakel, ela kimin kaiva mamishu osi. That means after the Adam's apple, where the kaiva juts out, the beginning of the kaiva juts out, then it starts hoylech v'kolah, then it starts getting thinner, smaller. ונעשה חודות כמין קומס שקורן הלו. ואיזה שיפוע, ושיפוע going up, נקרא שיפוי קויבה, בחודו נערשי says, what was Rish Lakish מכשר, בליוני של קויבה בגדוי. The top of the קויבה held, if you made a sheet over there, that is also sufficient. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan said, Gisa, Gisa, Hagas, Hagas, Loime, that's Yoisa Midai Hechshalto. The Inkosher, Afilu, Rabbi Hanina, Elamimokim, Shechidudoi, Maschil, Lalois. It's from when the Chidu starts going from there and down, but further up, it's not a Mokim Shechit. Now, so this was, we had a memre of Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan said that that's too bright of a cooler. Omar Papa Mishmei Derove. Now, Rapapa said Mishmei Derove as follows. Poga Bechiti Treifa. Rapapa said that if in the Shchite he was Pegeya Bechiti Treifa, Iboyelu. So now the Gemara clears a shaila. What is Rapapa saying? Poga v'noga behem. Does he mean that this is all before the Shipri Koiva? Does he mean that he sliced the chiti, the vocal cords? Does it mean that he sliced them? And the chsiv, we find such a lotion, vayivka boy vayomets. So that means Pigi is a lotion that he entered into, he entered into the vocal cords, he cut a chelik, he sliced a chelik of the vocal cords. Oidume poga veloy noga. Or maybe he sang a bigger chumre, that a fellow he didn't touch the vocal cords, he just is samuch to the vocal cords, that is also treif. This area is already not a mukim shchita. Can you see Vayikru boy Malachi Elikim? So a problem I know got was some of them are itchotach. Shaya bechiti, hinir mitzis letzad roish, mitzis letzad konikain, shechot chedain mepoga menor. Okay. Itma. So, we're learning where Rashi says, so Rapapai, we'll see, was the greatest machmel. He holds shaya bechiti, if he cut a chelik of the vocal cords, he left over a chelik of the vocal cords, that's already going too far. And here's a Sofik, a Filu, Poga, that is Veloy Noga, that's also going too far. He's right up to the vocal cords. Now this is Rapapa. Now we'll go further. Omar, this Rapapa Mishmei Derove. Omar Rapope Mishmei Derove. Now Rapope Mishmei Derove said Shaya Bechiti Ksheira. That if he split the vocal cords, it's kosher. So that's the exact opposite of Rapapai Mishmeid. Rapapai Mishmeid Ravid Asafik Shai Bechid is upkeret that it's possible. Afilu Noga. Poga Veloy Noga is also here Asafik, maybe it's possible. And Rapapai Mishmeid Ravid said, Shai Bechid Iksheid. So he's made. Oma Rava Meima Bama Yenuke, Have Keimne Kame de Rabchie Berei de Rabivie, Va Oma Ali, Shaye Bechitik Sheire. A second man the Oma that Shaye Bechitik Sheire. Oma Le Ravine Le Rabashi, Oma Le Rav Shimon Misuvre, Ikla Marzutra La Asrin, Marzutra came to Armokim, Vidorash, Shaye Bechitik Sheire. So the while, everyone is Mekel, the exact opposite of Rapapa, it was Machma. He said Batichet Reif, and they hold Shaya Bechiti is Kshayla. Ma Baravashi Oma Poga Bechiti Kshayla Shaya Bechiti Reif. Ma Baravashi said, no. He already is also not like a papi legamri, but he makes up shore. If it was poga bechiti, that means he didn't, it was loy noga, poga loy noga. So then it's kosher. Shaya bechiti, but if he split the vocal cords, treifa. Vehilchese and alocha we paskin. Mishipui koiva ula mato kshayra, but from the shipui koiva ula mato is kosher. Hainu the Shaya Bechiti. That is Shaya Bechiti. That means you can even go up and split Bechitim as long as you left over a mashu on Bechitim. So that's enough. That is before the Shipri Koiva and it's kosher to kosher Shchit. Let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Hochi Garcinon. Ma, this is Rashi's Girse. Ma Baravashi Oma Poga Bechiti Kshayro Shaya Bechiti Kreifa Vehilchese Mishipri Koiva Ulamato Kshayro Koidim Sheyaschila Koiva Lishapeya Velalois Kshayro Vishom Baholon Kreifa. Before the Koiva starts slanting to go up towards the mouth, so it's kosher. Vahainu the Shaya Bechiti Kloima Kamandiyoma Shaya Bechiti Kshayra. So let us just chazar over. So according to Rashi, we had 3 days. We had Rav Papai hold that Shaya Bechiti is about to give his treife, and who adin poga v'loy noga, that one didn't know what adin is by poga v'loy noga. We didn't know Pshat. And then we had a lot of Amayroim that held a fellow Shaya Bechiti is Kshayra. And then we had Rashi's Gilse, Ravashi said, Shaya Bechiti is Treife, and Poga Bechiti is Kshayra. This is Shitas Rashi. Now let us see this. Eidume Poga Veloy Noga. Perish Bekuntres, Shochat Lemato Minachiti. He shechted lemato minachit. That poga v'loy noga. So the Rishash is ma'ira. Where does Rashi say that shochat lemato minachit? Maybe we'll see, because Tosfos holds poga v'loy noga means he shechted after the chiti ended. Right next to the chite. I mean, there's 2 places where you can check. Poga v'loy noga. You can go on the chelik that's samuch to the tabas agdoilo, or you can go on the chelik that's closer already to the shipri koiva. So Tosfos says that Rashi said shochad lemato minachit. That's the taich poga v'loy noga. Correct Rishash. Where did Tosfos see this in Rashi? Let's look in the Loshon of Rashi. Poga v'loy noga, avol samach lehem moed chota. So where do you see that? That's the Rishash's kasha. So Rabbi Yankiv says a beautiful word. Rabbi Yankiv says, let's learn the Rashi Elif. Rav Papai says, poga, the more the tzad, what Rav Papai holds. If poga v'loy noga is also treifa, that's the shayla poga v'loy noga. Zok, so Rabbi Yankiv says, let's learn Rashi Ela. Poga v'loy noga, it's v'loy, you didn't touch the chiti, avol somach lehem ma'oid chota. It's very close to the chiti he cut, then is what? Then is treifa. But what if it's not so close to the chiti? That means it's further down towards the tabas agdoile, and it's kosher. So if Rashi learns lemata min achiti, so then it's very good. The Rashi says, when is it treife? Somach lahem ma'oid chota. If it's not somach lahem ha'oid, it's not so close to the chiti, so that means it's further down, so then it's taka kosher, then it's kosher. But if Rashi would learn that pogav loy noga means after the chiti, and that is treifus, so why does Rashi say somach lahem ha'oid? And if it's not somach lahem ha'oid, if it's further up, it's ikatreif. So why did Rashi say somach lahem ha'oid? So Rabbi Yankov, that was the Makar of Taisvis. That from Rashi you see klov, the word ma'oi, you see that pogav loinoga means lamata min achiti. The kosher, the imkain, havalei lameima teiko. So why didn't the Gemara say teiko? It's the Gemara klov, what is pshat and rav papai? The Gemara klov is a shayla, and then why did you gang it? Itma, in Rapapa, we don't know Pshat. Rapapa is Chilik on Rapapa. So the Gemara should have said, Teiku. I don't know Pshat and Rapapa. So that's one kasha that Taisus asks on Rashi. So I saw a Nachle Dvash, he wants to say, he brings a Marshal Nyam Shishleime. The Marshal Nyam Shishleime says as follows. If Chazal say Teiku, so then, if you'll have a goin that will bring a raya from a mishnah, from a baraisa, min svore, to be poishet the shayla, he's chaylik on divrei Chazal. Because Chazal told Tishbi over, he told Tishbi, we cannot have a birra to the shayla. That is the taich taken. So, but if the mashal, sometimes it's a boy, the laif shita, the gmah klaus hashal, the gmah wasn't poishet. So the Gemara wasn't poishet, means we weren't poishet. You have a way to be poishet. Adarabe, be poishet. So that's what he wants to say. It could be that the Rashi learned like the Marshal. You can't say take over it. It's not take over. The Gemara clothed the shal. The Gemara doesn't know pshat and rapapa. Someone else will be able to figure it. That's it. The Gemara clothed the shal. The Gemara, why did you gang it? The Gemara didn't say take over because take over means already that there's nothing how to be poishet to shayla. As he wants the firm for discussion. Koshin can have a main mateko, the rapopa dom, a shai bechitik shayre. Because rapopa, that's a shai bechitik mimon of shech poliga the rapopa. The afilopoga benoga marsha. Rapopa is marsha afilopoga benoga. So he's not being poishet the shayla, he's being chaylik on him. The koshin poga benoga, so me melein, so we have Shitas Rapapai that we did not know Pshat and Rapapai and finished and the Gemara wasn't positive. So the Gemara should have said, Taiku. Oi, Kivan the Osa Leflugi, Kasha number 2. Kivan the Osa Leflugi, Lehavle Lemeimer Itma. Elo Rapapa Oma. That means if there is a Machloikis, so, that's a shayla. If he's chaylik, not itma. Ela rapapa oma. Boy, the lekam on goris pekuntris. This is Rashi's girsa. We'll see twice at a different girsa. Ori gassine. This Rashi girsa is mal baravashi omar poga bechiti kshayro. Shaya bechiti trey. Balkocha hu poga, hainu poga, balay noga, dushay bechit hainu poga, venoga. And Cain, tivshet mi no, so the Gemara before had a shayla. But the tight poga is, and Cain, tivshet mi no, thy poga, doch, hainu poga, balay noga. The poga means poga, balay noga. Da, poga, the pligi, even though ma barabashi is chaylik on rapapa, the mars of a treife, mars of a kshere, rapapa could hold poga v'leinoga is treife, and mavarabash holds its kosher, of a belosha miyale pligi, but terminology we can find out. You see what what the tight pog is. He says shayer is treife, and poga is kosher. So we see poga means poga v'leinoga. Vinirali. So therefore, Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. Nearly the poga v'leinoga Hainu sheshochat lemaila min achit. That Rapapai, the most mesupik, what is pshat, and Rapapai that said, poga, he said, poga is traitor. Does poga mean poga v'loi noga lemaila min achiti? Or does it mean shaya min achiti? Nearly the poga v'loi noga hainu sheshochat lemaila min achiti. Vahashte, so the Gemara doesn't know. Vahashte, maisi dara popa lipshitei boi itma. Da koma mishmei derobe. Rapapi also said mishmei derobe. And he said mishmei derobe, shai bechiti ksheiro. Deine poge benogen. Keno da koma rapapa mishmei derobe. Pogi bechiti treifa, poge beloi nogo, shishochet lamayla mechiti. Period. So mele, now the Gemara flows. I'll prove to you what's Pshat Rapapa from Rapapa that said Shai Bechiti Ksheira. So we see that what Rapapa said, Poga is Treva means Poga V'loi Noga. Ubedema Baravashi Garsinen, Poga Bechiti Treva, Shai Bechiti Ksheira. That's also the same thing. Everyone is saying the same thing. That Shai Bechiti is Sheiri, Poga Bechiti is Treif. Means after the Chiti. Achkoshe Ktsas, Toloshen, Mal, Barabashi, Oma, Mashmi, Shebo, Lachlik, Al Rabine, Shalopono. And the way Tosfos is saying, everyone is saying the same thing. That Shai is Kosha and Poga is Treif. Shem Lofish, Baloise, Poga Bechiti, Shliske, Rabine, Kamahochi, that Rabashi Omar, he was a pismoisiv. Even though when they said Shai Bechiti Ksheire, you can derive that Poga Bechiti is straight, but they didn't say it. He said it befeirish. He said it befeirish.
What's Poga?
Poga is after the Chiti ended. The other side.
Towards the head. Then what? What's Poga?
Poga means that you're right next to it. Right next to it from,
but you didn't
slice it. You're somach.
You slice it.
If you slice it, then it's good.
If you slice it, it's good,
because then you're the other day. So then it's no good. Then it's too far out. You miss such a way. We're learning pictures and dust and six-syllable words. Mama Shmeiradik. And you missed it all. Okay. Zakte Gemara Baitam. Rav Nachman Achsher Mishipi Koiva Lamata. Rav Nachman was Machsher Mishipi Koiva Lamata going down. And this is like Rabbi Hanina ben Antignes that hold that the Koiva is after the Tabas HaGdoyla. And we'll see later that Rav Chacham and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda were only Matan to Tabas HaGdoyla and he's Matan from the Koiva. Okay, Rav Nachman Nach Meshiva Kevel Mat. Omer le Rav Hanan bar Rav Ketine le Rav Nachman Keman. Who do you hold like? Loike Rabbonan. Loike Rav Yosi bar Rav Yehuda. That means the Rabbonan hold you have to completely cut the Tabas HaGdoyla. Rav Yosi bar Rav Yehuda hold you need Reib of the Tabas HaGdoyla and then even though you're Makrim further, you went up, but Reib Tabas HaGdoyla was good. And you say that you went after the Tabas HaGdoyla, you went into the Koiva, and you sliced the Chiti, and you say it's kosher. So you're not like nobody. Amalei ano lechilik yodano, v'lei bilik yodano, ano shmaita yodano. We'll see soon what chilik and bilik is. The Amar Abchiyah Barabam Rabbi Yochanan. Bomri lo Omar Ababa Basavda Marav Chnine. Bomri lo Omar Ab Yaakov Aridya Moshu Ben Levi. I know Mishipui Koiva Ulamata Ksheiro. That before the Shipui Koiva starts going up, Mishipui Koiva Ulamata kshera, it's kosher. So that's why shaya b'chiti is kshera. Let us see Rashi. V'hainu amilchus ha-mishib b'kev l'mata kshera, kaidim sheyasra l'kev l'shaper lalish kshera, b'sham ololon treifa. V'hainu de shaya b'chiti, klem g'madam shaya b'chiti kshera. Like Rabbona, like Rabbi Yosef. If Rabbi Yosef, the match like that, boy, Ruben, the shchita b'teichat habas. If Rabbi the shchita is teichat habas, avol kulo, the mailam it habas, the gdeila maida de psula, but kulo the mailam in at habas. Everything is the mailam in at habas, according to you. The shai bechit is the mailam in at habas. So he said, like hilikidan, like bilikidan. So Rashi is two pshotim. Like Rabbonon Shemati, I don't hold like the Rabbonon, the Mairi, b'mechalik tabas l'shnayim. They hold, you cut the whole tabas, you split the tabas. But like Rabbi Yosi Shemati, the Mairi, b'mevalik ha-semonim, that means he's mekalkal the semen, he doesn't split the whole tabas, he cuts reivet the tabas, and then he makes a groma further up, that's called, he's mekalkal the tabas. Loshen mevuloka, kach shamati. Avoriisi bechelik, I saw in Sanhedrin, another Gemara, asidim Yisrael, the ochli shnei Moshiach. That when Moshiach will come and there'll be a tremendous shefa of broche, the Eden will derive benefit from this shefa. Pachinem pshite, elaman ochlu, who's gonna eat from the otto chilik abilik ochlu, leichmenu, so it seems over there, Lishna Balmo, it doesn't mean anything in particular, it means, it's a Loshna Zah. Shmaita Damaroya Dan, the Marshri Lamaila Minatabas. I know that Maroyim were Marshri Lamaila Minatabas. Ubilvat, Shemishipi Kaivalamata. And the Amiroi, all these Amiroim, so how can they be Choylek and the Rabbon Rabbi Yosef Yudis, Omchia the Rabbi Chanina ben Antignis, Shecholak al Rabbon of Rabbi Yosef, Umarsha Mugremes Ditu. I mean, that's on the Akutresam at Beis, we had the third line. Umagremes psula, neid rabchanine ben antignus, amagremes shihik shayre. Rashi said of them, magremes afilo ruba v'teicha tabas, miyuta lamayl mitabas agdoilo, milsabap enafshi, istomi v'rabon and kamrila, that means if you went further than the tabas agdoilo, it's possible, and rabchanine ben antignus was made amagremes shikshev, afilo kula lamayl mitabas agdoilo, This is what we learned about Yud Ches Amud Beis. That's how Rav Nachman Paskel. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yishuv Beleib. Mugremes the Rabbonon, Ksheira, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. That Mugremes the Rabbonon, that means according to Rabbonon, if he was Sheikhet, Leiva of the Tabas HaGdoila, and then later he went into the Toiva, so that's possible according to Rabbonon. Ksheira, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, that's kosher according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yosi be Rabbi Yehuda. The Mugremes of Rabbi Yosi be Rabbi Yehuda means that he was Sheikhet half of the Tabas HaGdoila, and then he went into the Kaiva. Is Kosher Kshayla Pchanina Ben Antin. That's what Rishu Ben Levi said. Shvekti Gmor Pshitas, what does he say? Ma de Taimer Pchanina Ben Antignes ad Rabbonan Koi. That he's choylik on the Rabbonon, and he also kav Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Rabbonon said, Mugremes psula, that means, afilu, he was sheichet roiv in the Tabas HaGdoila. And then he went up, he was magrem in the Kaiva, that's Also, so he holds that is kosher. But not that the whole thing could be in the Torah. Kamash Malon, that no, Rabbi Shimon Levi says no, that the Mugremes, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that means that Afilu, there wasn't driving the Tabas and Bela, it's also kosher, according to Rav Chanina ben Antignus. Maybe not, maybe Rav Chanina ben Antignus is only chaylik, maybe Rav Chanina ben Antignus is only chaylik on the Rabbonon, in Yodok Abyeis B'Yudah, in Cain, heyed olay mi boilei, and the olay would mean on the mugremes of the Rabbonon, heyed, the lashon of Rav Chanina ben Antignus was, the lashon of Rav Chanina ben Antignus was, heyed Rav Chanina ben Antignus al mugremes, not olay, on his mugremes. A mugremes yikshayra means all the mugremes is kosher, that means the fellow he started by the kaiva. Behilchus eloskol of Rav Chanina ben Antignus, Koi Rav Nachman Kibosei. Zot Rashi, Zot Rashi, Begremes der Rabbonam, Shehigrim Miyat HaKone, Ma'achar Sheshochat Rube. Begremes der Rabbi Yosi, Sheshochat Rube Lamayla Min HaTabas, Ekulot. מה דת מרבנינו דמאכשר המוגרמס תרבון הקוי? ולכת דקולו מאמנת הבאס פסולו כמש מלון, דת נו, דת ישראל לכוון רבי יסי בביות. אם כן, היי דלי מי בו אלוי, דמאש מדעסתומה דלאל מיני קוי, תפוצי אולי, זאת מאש מזגוי דקטוני מגרמס פסולו רבה בונני, then it should have said, Heyed Olay, Rav Chanina, mi de mahada, didn't say Heyed Olay, mi de hada v'noket al mugremes, that means that the Chama is speaking about mugremes, and Heyed Rav Chanina al mugremes, so what is that, we're talking about mugremes, so by stories, Hey, the Lord, Rav Chanina, we met with Adam, not about Mugremes, Mamna Atavayu, Mugremes, El Minekoi. And all the Mugremes, what he come, Loi, me boy. Mugremes, the Rabbonon, the Rubbe Betabas, Kshayla, that's Iro Kosha, that's Mamish, and say Rubbe Kekula. Allah, Mugremes, Rabbi Yosi, the Kula Mamin Tabas, Kshayla. The Koi, Rav Nachman, Kebosei, the action is to be kaiva olamata kidam olam.